Senator Stedman talks about his priorities for the upcoming legislative session, while Skagway's new legislators are set to visit on Friday. And get ready for a full weekend of high school basketball. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Marta Friedenauer. Those stories and more up next. Skagway's new state representative and senator will be in town on Friday. The public is invited to meet and greet with Representative Beth Curtula and Senator Dennis Egan from 12:30 to 1:30 in Assembly Chambers. Earlier in the day, Skagway officials are planning on taking the legislators on a tour of the town's facilities and ongoing projects. Next week, we'll have a preview of the upcoming legislative session from the perspective of Representative Curtula and Senator Egan, especially in light of some of the new communities the duo now represents. Also in Skagway this weekend, the police department is holding a roundup for unwanted prescription drugs. Skagway Police Chief Ray Leggett said the town has participated in the statewide drug roundup for the last several years. That event usually takes place in April, but this is the first time the department is holding its own event. Drug roundups are annual events in many areas across the country to help prevent misuse of medication, accidental use by seniors and children, and to mitigate environmental concerns that comes with disposing of some pharmaceuticals. Chief Leggett said between January 12th and 14th, Skagway residents can bring their out-of-date, unneeded, or unused medication and prescription drugs to the police station. The police will dispose of the medications properly and free of charge. And high school basketball in the Upper Lynn Canal begins in full force this weekend. Let's begin with Skagway. The Panthers are a co-ed team this season. There were not enough high school students to round out a girls' team this year, but Hannah O'Daniel and Polly Brown have joined the boys' team. Brown joins Eric Cochran, Zach Wassman, Nick Ackerman, and Trevor Cox in the starting lineup for the Panthers. The Panthers are also allowed this year to have 8th graders play varsity to round out the squad, which was moved from a 2A to 1A classification this year. The team won its season opener against a UConn JV team in mid-December. The Panthers lost 2 games at the Holiday Hoops Classic in Juneau in late December, but came out ahead of the Sitka team that weekend. Up next, Skagway hosts the Don Hather Tournament this weekend. Skagway will host Juneau Douglas and Thunder Mountain teams, along with 3 Whitehorse teams for 3 days of games, beginning Friday at 5 p.m. Coverage and photos are available on the Skagway News website, and we'll bring you the results of the tournament on Monday evening. Also this weekend is the start of the official season for the Haines Glacier Bears. Boys travel to Craig on Friday and Saturday, while the girls' team hosts Craig at home. And just a reminder, KHNS broadcasts all Panther and Glacier Bear away games. With Skagway home this weekend with the tournament, that means the first games to broadcast will be the Glacier Bear Boys at Craig on Friday and Saturday, beginning about 6 p.m. Sitka Senator Bert Stedman beat out Albert Kukesh in the last election to represent newly redrawn District Q, which now includes Haines and Cluckwan. But even though he won the election, Stedman now has less power in the legislature this session. He's worried the new majority caucus will push through bills that will hurt the state or ignore his region. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports as part of a series on Southeast lawmakers' session priorities.
Stedman spent 6 years as co-chairman of the powerful Senate Finance Committee. There, the Sitka Republican effectively blocked Governor Sean Parnell's oil and gas tax rewrite plan. When Republicans favorable to those changes organized this session's Senate, they left him off the panel. Stedman worries the legislature will pass a bill that gives away too much and ignores the complexities of taxation and incentives.
So if you just lower the oil tax and you don't fix these other areas, the state of Alaska is going to get the royal shaft and somebody's going to end up with the gold mine. You know, it won't be the people that own the assets, which is the people of the state.
The new Senate leadership put Stedman in charge of the Health and Social Services Committee. He freely admits that's not one of his areas of expertise.
I haven't served on that committee in the past, so I don't have, you know, a lot of the historical issues that they've worked with front and center.
Stedman says he'll meet with the state's Health and Social Services Commissioner and various interest groups. He's concerned about cuts or formula changes affecting federally funded programs.
There's the health exchange issue that, you know, the governor's basically decided what he wants to do on, and that's basically his role. And there's a litany of other issues. So we'll have to just kind of wait and see and let them unfold.
Stedman used to write the Senate's capital budget. That gave him the power to select public works projects for his district and other parts of the region. This year, though, it'll be different.
We'll be going through the community's lists throughout the region and trying to, you know, fill some of the gaps. But, you know, there is a difference between when you're a committee member or a non-committee member and when you're, in charge of actually writing the budget.
He says previous sessions' projects will be spread out over 2 or 3 years. That means some lag time before construction and other work slows down. The governor's proposed capital budget, released in December, allocates close to $200 million for Southeast projects. They range from road repairs to ferry engines to school improvements. A big issue for Stedman and all Southeast lawmakers is reduced regional power. Redistricting shrunk the delegation from 8 to 6, and the last elections took out 3 incumbents and left only 1 representative, Juneau's Kathy Munoz, on a finance committee. Stedman also worries about the loss of other coastal lawmakers from top leadership positions.
We have 1 member out of Kodiak, out of 10. And when you're running a democracy, 1 vote in 10, you don't get very far. So we've got some work to do along coastal Alaska.
That one is Alan Osterman, the new co-chairman of the House Finance Committee. He'll be the lawmaker assembling the operating budget. Stedman's Senate district has changed since last year, losing Petersburg and adding Haines, Craig, Hoona, Angoon, and other small communities. He continues to represent Sitka and Ketchikan. This is Ed Schoenfeld, reporting in Juneau.
Now, with our weekly essay feature, Small Things Considered, this is Haines resident Alexandra Feit.
I'll admit it, the weather from last winter and summer got to me. The sky seemed endlessly gray, and after a late start on the garden due to snow, much of it drowned or barely grew. Halfway through the summer, we decided to go outside in autumn and look for sun. We bought a used truck and camper and planned on taking the dog, so we had no timeline for heading back home. Neither one of us had left Alaska for very long since moving here, so we really didn't know how that would be, but figured 2 months would give us time to see most of the places on our list and visit family along the way. The day before we left, I started to panic. Taking my daily walk, the beauty of the water, the mountains, the quiet, it was magnificent. The joy of running into friends daily wherever I went. What was I doing? What was I thinking? Why are we leaving? Part of the plan was to hit certain events along the way. We went to a literary festival in Banff, a music and art camp in Moab, met my cousin with her 3 kids in Joshua Tree, and spent Thanksgiving with a new friend in Point Reyes. We also saw almost all my relatives and most of Bud's along the way. We were busy. But mainly, we traveled through small towns and small cities. We met many people on trails or in cafes. New friends we may not see again, but who we carry with us. We did find the sun, as well as many beautiful hikes and spectacular scenery. Traveling with Alaska plates on the truck brought looks, questions, and attention. A few years ago, saying Alaska brought the inevitable, what do you think of Sarah Palin? Before that, being from Alaska got you cross-eyed looks of, why would you live there? But this trip, many people nodded, had been to Haines, knew someone in Haines, or if you live in Fairbanks, we met one of your relatives. It was heartening, and we often felt very welcome. People seemed to go out of their way to offer local information or offer a place to park our camper for the night. Thousands of miles of driving through beautiful, vast lands, lots of free-ranging cattle, signs for deer, elk, and caribou crossings. We met many people who cared about eating well and living simply. Lots of space. Again, it was heartening to see how beautiful our country is and how friendly most Americans are. No one turned us down when we wanted to park on private land, and some hikes turned into dinners with others from the trail. Our last night, before the ferry home, we went to a book reading in Fairhaven. The subject of the book did not entice us, but it turned out to be a good reading and talk. Towards the end, the author answered a question and added, Really, what I have found is that most people are nice. They are nice and want to help. I thought it fitting, as that is the biggest feeling I am bringing home from this trip. Most people we met were really nice. People we hardly knew offered us dinner, or a great place to park, or a shower, and laundry. In one town, asking where to buy produce, the cafe owner said we might as well go to the local farm, knock on the door, and see if she might sell us some produce from the garden. She did, and it was delicious. While glad to be home, I am also happy to feel a welcome out in our greater country. I am happy to realize how beautiful America is and know there is so much more for us to explore. With national news focusing on horrors around the globe, it is wonderful for me to hold the kindness of many strangers and the beauty of many places in my heart.
This land is made for you and me.
That was Alexandra Feit with our weekly essay feature, Small Things Considered. If you'd like to take part in this ongoing feature, please contact us at news@khns.org. For KHNS News, this is Margaret Friedenauer. Special thanks to Ed Schoenfeld for help with this report. And thanks for listening to your local news on KHNS. We appreciate your support.